China's largest ride-hailing service, Didi, has backed down after copping a huge backlash for a trial plan to ban women from using one of its car services at night. An 8pm curfew for a hitchhiking-style service was announced as a new safety measure after two female passengers were murdered in cases that shocked the country. But critics slammed the company's solution to limit women's right to travel. Here's China correspondent Bill Birtles.
Every day across China, tens of millions of people catch a Didi.
Hey,
你好。你好，零七幺四。是的。The huge homegrown company managed to oust Uber from the Chinese market and offers everything from luxury cars to bicycles. But one of its services, called Hitch, was abruptly cancelled after a young woman was raped and murdered by a driver mid-last year. It was the second case in a matter of months. Now the company is relaunching the service as a trial, and this week announced an 8pm cutoff for women would make it safe. Li Maiza, a feminist activist in Beijing, was among those who spoke out.
It's gender discrimination, of course, and totally, a humiliation for all of the women.
Even the Communist Party's media, People's Daily, weighed in, questioning if Didi was trying to keep women safe by keeping them at home. Li Maiza.
I think it's definitely is not an isolated incident. It's quite common in China. The high-level leaders in the commercial area, they don't have a concept about gender equality.
After an outpouring of anger online, the company overnight backflipped, announcing the 8pm cutoff will now apply for all customers, not just women. Another feminist commentator, Xiao Mei Li, says the outrage that filled up her social media over the past 48 hours might not reflect broader Chinese society.
I've seen so many people express anger and opposition to this decision, but the people I follow are all plugged into these gender issues, so I don't really know if those beyond these circles care that much.
Didi, though, got the message. In a social media post announcing the backflip, the company said it listened to the voices of those who spoke out. A small but important victory for equal rights in China. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for AM.